So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Shleisha Zesim Hain, Ubehen Shleisha Shleisha Shmanim. As Rashi explains, Shleisha Lekitas Yesh Bezais, Shleikten Eisei Shalish Pa'am Bashana, Memnesha Emes Bashn Mavas Achas, Ubehen Lekita Yesh Beshleisha Shmanim. Olives are harvested three times a season because they do not ripen all at once. And each harvest produces three types of oil. Hazayis Harishin Megargre Beresh Hazayis, Vekaisish Venesno Techasal. The first harvest is of the olives at the top of the tree, because these olives are the earliest to ripen, since they are completely exposed to the sun and receive constant sunlight. The olives are crushed and put into a basket, and the oil is filtered as it seeps through the bottom of the basket into another vessel under it. Yehuda disagrees and says, Sivivoy Sasal, the olives are put on the sides of the basket, and the oil flows down the sides and through the bottom so that the shmarim, the sediment, remains stuck to the sides. But the olives are not put onto the bottom of the basket because lafishanis are of shemen v'shmarim benimtza shemen acher. The oil and the sediments would mix and the oil would be cloudy. Zer rishon, this is the first oil of the harvest. Then, toin b'kayra, they place a beam upon the crushed olives to press out more oil. Or Behuda holds bavanim, they place stones on the crushed olives to extract more oil, but they did not use a beam because lafishayin nitin b'yeser, v'haya shemarim yoytzim u'misarvim b'shemen. The pressure of the kaira, which is very heavy, would also extract the sediment, which would mix with the oil. Zesh sheni, this is the second oil of the first harvest. Then, chazer v'tachan v'ton, they would grind the olives in the mill and place the beam upon the olives a second time to extract even more oil. Zesh shlishi, this is the third oil of the first harvest. Harishon l'menorah v'ashar l'menachas, the first oil is eligible even for the menorah, while the other two are only eligible for menachas, but not for the menorah. Hasheni megargur b'resh hagag, the second harvest, a little later in the season, is of the olives from the middle of the tree at the height of the rooftops, because these olives ripen later since they only receive partial sunlight. And as before, kaisesh v'neisim l'techasal, while Yehuda holds svivus hasal, zerishin, then toin b'karev v'Yehuda amar bavonim zesheni, and then chazav v'tachan v'ton zeshlishi, harishon l'menayra v'ashal l'menachis. The first oil, even of the second harvest, is eligible even for the menayra, while the other two are only eligible for menachis. Shlishi eiten beveis habad at sheyilka umaleu menag v'bereish hagag. The third harvest is of the olives from the bottom of the tree, below the line of the rooftops. Generally, they do not fully ripen because they receive very little direct sunlight. Therefore, these olives were first kept in a vat until they soften, and then spread on the rooftops to dry from the liquid that oozed out of them. And then, as before, the same process was employed. Kaisesh v'neis natechasal, Yehudaim es svivus hasal zerishin, then toin b'kayre b'yudam b'avonim zesheni, and then chazav v'tachan v'ton zeshlishi, harishon l'menorah v'ashar l'menachis. The first oil, even of the third harvest, is eligible even for the menorah, while the other two are only eligible for menachis. The Gemara cites a machlokes in the Brayis regarding the process of zayin rishon. The Chacham say, koinsel beis habad v'techne b'rechaim v'neisne b'salam. After the first olives were picked, they were ground in the mill and put into baskets, because the pasuk states, shemen zayis zach kasas lamor. In zach elonaki, the word zach means pure oil, and even olives that are ground produce pure oil. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, lohayutechne b'rechaim, elokaistre b'machteshes. The olives were not ground in the mill, but rather crushed in a mortar which does not extract shmarim, because in kasas elokasush, the word kasas means that the olives were only crushed, but not ground in the mill. And Yehuda holds, v'lohayu neisnim b'salin elotech svivus hasal. They did not put the olives onto the basket, because lafisha nesar v'shemen v'shmarim v'nimtza shemen acher. And accordingly, our Mishnah that states both with kaisish, v'neisnim teichasal, concurs with Rabbi Yehuda regarding kaisish and with the Chacham regarding teichasal. As we proceed to the next Mishnah, let's clarify. The previous Mishnah clearly ruled that the first oils of all three harvests are kasher l'menorah, while the second and third oils of all three harvests are only kasher l'menachis, but pasul l'menorah. The following Mishnah grades the nine types of oil because, as Rashi explains, although all the above-mentioned oils are kasher l'menachis, nevertheless, as we've learned earlier, there's halacha of mivcha nederecha demin hamufri yavi. We must always bring a carbon from the choicest ingredients available. And the Gemara explains that where the Mishnah says shavin, these two grades are equal, it means shavin l'menachis, if he has these two grades available, he can bring either one. But if he has oils of two different grades, of course, he must bring the higher grade. Zakta the Mishnah, harishon shevarishon ilamala hemena. The first oil of the first harvest is the most superior oil to be used for both the menorah and menachas. Hasheni shebarishin varishin shebesheni shavin. The second oil of the first olives and the first oil of the second olives are equal for menachas. Hashlishi shebarishin vasheni shebesheni varishin shebeshlishi shavin. The third oil of the first olives, the second of the second olives, and the first of the third olives are equal for menachas. Hashlishi shebesheni vasheni shebeshlishi shavin. The third oil of the second olives and the second of the third olives are equal for menachas. Hashlishi shebishlishi in lamatemena. And the third oil of the third olives is the most inferior oil for menachas. The Mishnah concludes, Af kolam menachas hoyu bedin sheit anu shemen zayzach. We would have thought that menachas also required pure olive oil based on the following kal b'chaymer. Ma menari shein lachila tu anu shemen zayzach. Menachas shein lachila in a din sheit anu shemen zayzach. If the oil of the menorah that is not consumed requires pure oil, the oil of the menachas that are consumed certainly requires pure oil. David the Pasuk teaches otherwise. Shemen zayezach kasus lamar, ve'in zach kasus lamenachas. Pure oil is only required for the menorah, but not for menachas. However, even so, pure oil may be used for menachas because the Pasuk states, ve'isaren seiles bala b'shemen kasus. But pure oil is not obligatory for menachas because the Torah chasa al mamonin shel Yisrael, the Torah cares about the money of the Jewish people. And as Rashi explains, the fish ha menachas him merubis v'tzuichet shemen harbe, ve'il ho yitzarech lavza b'menachas nami achar zach v'kasas k'may la menorah ha'yim afsidin, shal yulek ch'nais b'yeker, since there are lots of menachas which require lots of oil, it would become very expensive. The Gemara proceeds with several related agadic teachings regarding the Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk states, Tzavas b'nei Yisrael b'ikir olecho shemen zay zach. Elecha v'loy li, loy la'ira anitzarech. The mitzvah to light the menorah is for the Yidin's benefit, not for Hashem's benefit because he does not require light. Shulchan metzaf in the menorah b'darim. The Shulchan was in the northern part of the Hegel, and the Menorah was in the southern part of the Hegel, and the Mizbech HaZav stood in the middle to separate between them, because Lo Yilachil HaNitzach V'Lo Yilachil HaNitzach. Hashem does not need the loaves of the Shulchan for food, and Hashem does not need the Menorah to provide light for the Shulchan. The Pasuk in Sefer Melachim states, V'yas LeBeis Chaloyni Shekufim Atumim. Shekufim Mibifnim V'Atumim Mibachot. The windows of the Beis HaMikdash were narrow on the inside and wide on the outside, by which the light only exits, but does not enter to show that Lo Yilachil HaNitzach, Hashem does not require light. On the contrary, the spiritual light of the Beis HaMikdash illuminates the world. The Pasuk of the Menorah states, the miracle of the Menorah attests to the fact that the Shekhinah dwells among the Yidden. The second lamp of the Menorah that was toward the west contained the same amount of oil as the other lamps, and nevertheless burned much longer than all the others, and from its fire he lit the other lamps.